This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, December 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. State Water Project gets an update. Labor escalates fight with sites. Rivas tours Fresno State and nominees confirmed. Now, here's a programming note. Daybreak West will not be published the week of December 22nd and December 29th. We'll be back the week of January 5th. Updated SWP permit gets applause. California Department of Fish and Wildlife issued a targeted amendment this week to the long-term incidental take permit governing state water project operations, tweaking coverage and compliance language for threatened and endangered fish species in the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta. The amendment modifies the 2024 permit, which authorizes project operations that may harm listed species like Delta smelt, longfin smelt, white sturgeon, and winter run Chinook salmon. It also sets conditions for avoidance, minimization, and mitigation. Cheers. State Water Contractors views the permit change as reflecting the adaptive management framework envisioned in state law and acknowledged by regulators. General Manager Jennifer Pierre said the amendment provides clearer implementation pathways and aligns permit terms with real-time hydrology and evolving science. Pierre explained that the updated language helped stabilize regulatory conditions that had been in flux and underscores the need for strengthened coordination among state and federal agencies. Labor group escalates fight over site's reservoir. The NorCal Carpenters Union is warning that public safety could be at risk if the site's project authority proceeds with selecting a Montana-based firm as construction manager for the reservoir, citing concerns over its experience in California, workforce practices, and past project performance. In a letter to state leaders and water agencies, the union argued that Bernard Construction lacks the experience needed to safely deliver a complex 7-year dam project involving multiple dams, spillways, diversion tunnels, and seismic challenges. The union also pointed to Bernard's termination from a reservoir project in Texas after cost estimates exceeded the budget and raised concerns about the company's limited ties to North California's union workforce and apprenticeship programs. The warning escalates a labor dispute that surfaced publicly last month when union leaders criticized the project authority for considering an out-of-state contractor with minimal California union hiring experience. The California Water Commission also raised concerns about transparency, safety, and the risk that unresolved labor issues could further delay construction or increase cost. Rivas and Soria spotlight water and ag innovations at Fresno State. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas and Assembly Agriculture Chair Esmeralda Soria toured California State University Fresno this week to highlight water and agriculture innovation in the Central Valley. The lawmakers visited the Jordan Agriculture Research Center and discussed Fresno State's work in water research, agriculture technology, and workforce development. Rivas said the university plays a critical role in advancing applied research to strengthen California's water systems and agriculture economy. Soria emphasized the need for continued investments in water conveyance and supply to support farmers, ranchers, and farm workers across the region. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. More than 100 House members calling on congressional leaders to get economic assistance to specialty crop producers quickly and equitably. Specialty crop producers are in line to get $1 billion of the $12 billion in economic assistance the administration unveiled last week. Now, to streamline payments, officials should stand up a, quote, familiar and proven program. The lawmakers wrote a letter yesterday. The lawmakers say the marketing assistance for specialty crops and the second round of coronavirus food assistance program could serve as effective models. Key nominees win Senate confirmation. Well, Congress is done for the year, but before wrapping up last night, the Senate approved a series of President Donald Trump's nominees who will be important to agriculture and food policy. They include Julie Callahan to be Chief Ag Trade Negotiator in the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Callahan, who has been at USTR since 2016, brings an unparalleled level of knowledge, experience, and dedication to the position. That the word of U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. Mindy Beshears was confirmed to be Undersecretary for Food Safety at USDA. She was one of the three USDA nominees to get an okay. Also confirmed, Jeffrey Hall to be EPA's Assistant Administrator for the Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance, and Michael Selig to chair the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Those were among the nearly 100 nominees approved as a package as senators were wrapping up their work for the year. Bozeman opened to moving individual pieces of the Farm Bill. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman still wants to move a Farm Bill in 2026, but he knows Democrats will likely insist on using the legislation to restore cuts to SNAP that Republicans made this year. So, in this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, anchor Lydia Johnson asked Bozeman if he would consider moving pieces of the Farm Bill separately if he can't get the full legislation passed. Bozeman indicates he's open to that idea, saying, quote, "What we've got to do is think outside the box to get these things accomplished. So I'm quite willing to look at individual bills. We've got lots of bills out there that address these things that members have submitted. They're good bills," said Bozeman of Arkansas. Now keep in mind, much of the Farm Bill is already included in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed in July, including increases in commodity and conservation program funding. Some of the outstanding items include increases in USDA loan limits. Now, Newsmakers will be available today at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. Removing interstate commerce barriers might rebalance such inequities as we see with California, whose market is dying while the New York market thrives. That Jenny Lamboy, Vice President of Strategy at Hybrid Marketing Company. President Donald Trump signed an executive order yesterday directing federal agencies to begin reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 controlled substance, recognizing medical use and easing some federal restrictions. The move could reduce tax burdens and expand research, but stops short of full federal legalization or interstate commerce. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, December 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Nally.